is what you need to know with Bianca Stone from 7 News.
Well, I tell you what, you broke the news yesterday with us, but this morning we need to know more about the bloke in the back of the container on the truck in the car.
The bloke on the back of the container in the car and the truck. On the run, he was.
It was like a tadukken when he came out of there.
I love a good tadukken. They're fantastic. 33-year-old Mustafa Baloush. He was nabbed for an alleged scheme to import $270 million worth of cocaine into the country. So he got arrested and charged, went to court. The magistrate gave him bail, which was an interesting decision considering, you know, he's facing life behind bars. Said you have to put up your $4 million house as surety. You have to wear a GPS tracker. Well, 72 hours after he was released on bail, this alleged drug kingpin has cut off the GPS tracker and gone on the run.
How do you cut off a GPS tracker? Is it a hacksaw? Is it a grinder?
Well, a grinder would hurt your skin.
Serrated.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go to the criminal underworld for this one to get some information on how to cut them off. So I'll come back to you.
1-3-3-5-3, let us know.
Bolt cutters, perhaps?
Oh, bolt cutters.
I would figure bolt cutters. But you know how they cut the plaster off your arm when you've had a broken arm?
Yeah.
But it doesn't cut your skin. How does that work?
You know when you try and cut security tags off clothes? You know, kids that
steal?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That releases like an ink or a dye. Oh. Does that happen when you cut off your GPS tracker, Bianca?
I think it's an electric shock.
Let the authorities know you've cut it off. He was on the run for a couple of weeks. Cops were putting everything into this to find him because they thought he was going to, you know, flee the country, get overseas, and they'd never see him again. So they're throwing everything at it. They had lots of intelligence. One of the tips was that he was going to try to cross the border into Queensland in a truck. So the guys on the border, the good Queensland police officers on the border, were filled in on this. They were told, you know, check all these trucks. They were checking trucks throughout the morning. And then a truck came along with a shipping container on the back that was put on the wrong way. So it looked a little bit sus.
Oh.
It wasn't locked, all of these things. So an eagle-eyed constable said, I'm going to have a look at this. Bang, bang, bang on the side of the truck, and then bang, bang, bang back, and the gig was up. So it was a simple knock.
I've actually got the audio of that. Do you want to have a listen to it?
Arm police!
Hands up in the car!
Yeah.
He's right there!
What an idiot. Like, who seriously? Don't they have some sort of Morse code knocking, like, if I bang three times, it's me. If anyone else bangs any differently, it's somebody else or the police,
What about a mobile phone or a walkie-talkie?
He's like, yeah, I'm in here.
And now he's going to be in jail for the rest of his life.
And a $4,000 fine.
There's a lesson and a divorce. Yes.
Might be the least of his concerns. Can you pay that off in spurs?
He did seem to have that in cash in his bag with him. So.
He had a fair bit of dough on him, didn't he? Anyway.
A bit of crisp dough. So he right now is sitting in Southport Watch House. New South Wales detectives travelled up overnight. They will apply for his extradition in Southport Court this morning. That's likely to be granted. But he won't be flying back to Sydney. He'll have to go the same way he came because he's not vaccinated.
What? In the container?
In the boot of a Mercedes.
Back into the container, back onto the back of the truck and head. You know what? It will be pretty secure like that. It'll feel a bit like that because I'm sure it'll be in the back of a paddy wagon somehow because it's going to be a very secure convoy that takes him back to Sydney.
What a great story.
Insightful. Thank you.
Thanks, Bianca.